I'm David Brancaccio in New York. President Trump and Vice President Pence are in Indianapolis today to speak at the National Rifle Association's annual convention. The president got deep support from the organization during his election campaign, reportedly about $30 million in spending on the president's behalf. That support is part of a changing NRA strategy. Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports a focus on firearms has evolved into a broader Trump-aligned agenda.
In 2017, the NRA spent about $5 million lobbying lawmakers about policy and more than $100 million messaging its members and the public. That includes a streaming service, NRA TV, and ads like this one broadly attacking the left.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler.
Spokeswoman Dana Loesch also slams Hollywood and former President Obama in a one-minute spot that does not mention firearms.
I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
It's a far cry from the NRA of a few years ago, says UCLA professor Adam Winkler.
It has changed its messaging in this way, and that's probably upset some who think the NRA should be focused exclusively on the gun rights issue.
And at the same time the NRA's been pumping money into this broader portfolio of issues, it's run deep deficits, including $18 million in 2017. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.